Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, beautiful people. It's Kirsty from the Art of Decluttering.
And it's Amy from the Art of Decluttering. It's day two of ISO with Kirsty Names.
So let's talk about the name. Tell us why we named it this.
Because we're in ISO, which is isolation, for anyone that hasn't picked up on the Aussie slang for isolation yet. So our families are in ISO, just not because we're sick, but because of public health. So we are staying out of public as much as humanly possible. And lots of you are in the same boat, stuck at home. Although let's change that. We're not stuck at home. We're at home where it's safest to be. And so we thought it'd be fun to bring you a daily podcast while we can.
Yeah, I'm excited. What are some of our other reasons for doing a daily podcast?
Well, you tell me. I've already talked lots. Or I can talk more.
You are always welcome to talk more. But I can tell you some of the reasons that we wanted to do a daily podcast. We wanted to serve and support you during this season, challenging as it may be in your home. I know we've both got kids home. So we're
yes, we do.
Amy at the moment is on school holidays. But yep. That's only for the next 3 weeks. And we are still in school here in New South Wales. So we are distance educating.
Education. I love it. Maybe you need some distance educationing.
Maybe I do. We wanted to help you to be productive and use this time to serve you and to make it whatever it needs to be for your family, your unique family. We're not being prescriptive. We don't want we don't want this podcast to be about this is what you should do. It's never podcast is never prescriptive. It is always this is what we think, and take it with a grain of salt or implement it if that works for you and your unique family. What else?
Well, we also want to do you know what? We don't really have a choice about this. We were saying earlier, Kirst, like this is nobody's fault. This is just a fact. It just is how it is. But it's a pretty unique situation, and we don't want you to get to the end of this when everything goes back to the new normal and think, gee, I really wasted that time. I just played a whole lot of games on my phone and I didn't really do much. We want you to be able to be intentional with the way that you use the time. That's part of our vision for the world, is intentional living. And so we want you to be intentional. So part of the daily podcast is us giving you some intentional ideas and things that you guys might like to do in your homes.
Yeah. So how you can use this podcast in any way you want. You can just use it to have some company in your ears. If you're solo in your home, or, you know, and I'm sure we're not the only podcast that you listen to, you can use this podcast in your lunch break or your recess, morning tea break to listen to. They're not going to be very long. They're going to be, you know, 5 to 20 minutes but also we don't know what they're going to look like.
Just putting it out there. We are making it up as we go, people.
We are totally making it up as we go. But we,
which means we – oh, sorry, Kirst. So can we just tell people we are used to being able to see each other when we record and we use visual cues a lot. But because Kirsty's in New South Wales and I'm in Victoria, we're recording remotely, which is different for us. So we don't have those visual cues. So you'll hear a lot more of us like talking over the top of each other and not able to flow like we usually would.
Yes. So we're also just testing out a few different ways of recording at the moment. So the sound may get better tomorrow, or it may get worse tomorrow, or it may improve over the season. We're just not sure. Everything is up in the air at the moment. We're playing everything by ear. So what I was saying is, you know, if we give tips, because here's the idea that we have at the moment for this podcast, for this daily podcast, is that we're going to be giving you some tips and tricks on how to declutter areas or little challenges for something that you can look at decluttering or organizing that day. And we're also going to be just giving you some creative ideas of things that you can do for your mental health or to engage with people who are living in your house, or, you know, as we said, we're making it up as we go along. So we will see what this evolves and looks like over time. But at this point in time, that is our plan.
What we'll also continue to do is drop our Monday episode, so our longer episode. That's our normal one, and most of them have been recorded pre us going into ISO. So you'll see those dropping on a Monday, and then you'll have 6 days of these in ISO with Kirsten Ames.
And we have, I keep saying it, it's ever evolving. We'll see what we end up doing for Monday episodes, but we've got a few recorded that we can release. Just let these podcasts be whatever you need them to be for wherever you find yourself. Other than in ISO with Kirsten Ames.
So, Kirst, today we want to talk about hope. Yesterday we talked about grace. Today we're going to talk about hope. And who knows, tomorrow we might be talking about how to declutter your nail polish. So we're going to really mix it up. Talk to me about what hope looks like for you in this season.
Yeah. For me, I just keep reminding myself that this season too shall pass. The coronavirus can't live forever. If everybody's doing what governments and authorities are telling us to do, it will eventually be safe to go back out into public. So I am just reminding myself that this season too shall pass, and that my hope lies in things not of this world.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better. That phrase was exactly what I would have answered. This too shall pass. This is not forever. And while it is our current reality, let's change our expectations of ourselves. And, there is hope that this can be a good season. There's hope that you can your health can come out healthier. You can come out happier. You can come out more well-rounded. You can come out with better mental health. You can come out with a healthier body. You can come out, resourced in your job. Like, you might come out better trained. You might come out with more compassion. So there's lots of hope in that as well, I think.
My hope is that my family will survive and thrive together. Just being totally honest, it's quite daunting for me at the moment to, we had first day of distance educationing and within an hour I was already fighting with somebody in my house. And so I just, again, reiterating what I said yesterday, to have grace for myself. I am not a parent. I'm not a teacher. I am a parent. I'm not a teacher. We are all on edge and all a bit fragile. So just remembering that and trying to keep that at the forefront of my mind while I'm trying to guide and direct children in their learning. I know it's all going to be fine. I just, praying over all of us each day that we can show love and kindness to one another, even when we're had a little sleep anxious or concerned or sick of being in each other's company, whatever that is. That's my hope.
Awesome.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I have a question that I want to ask everybody.
Go for it.
I thought it would be fun for us just to have a little, a bit of a chuckle. I want people to jump in our Facebook community, so the Art of Decluttering community. The question I have for you today is, if you are in home isolation, when was the last time you wore a bra? That's what I want to know. If you're working from home or you're just at home with little ones or whatever your situation is, I want to know, #ISO, when was the last time you wore a bra?
And what are our male listeners going to say?
Hopefully never.
Oh, no.
What's your answer to that?
Now, I'm wearing one now.
Oh, you're not embracing this ISO situation yet, my friend.
No, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, dude, no. I think for me, the last time what day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I did put a bra on Monday because I had to drop something off at a local cafe and pick something up from the school. So I did put a bra on for about 45 minutes on Monday.
Great.
Yes. So let us know.
Learning too much.
No, this is not too much. This is ISO. You're in our homes. You are going to hear blow by blow how ISO goes for us. So tell us.
Yeah.
When was the last time you wore a bra?
Okay. Yes. And in that, we want to disclaim that you might hear house noises in the background. You might hear kids kicking off. You might hear doors shutting. You might hear kids coming in and going, hey, mum. And then we're waving madly at them to remind them that we're podcasting. So just asking for your grace while we deal with our families. And so everybody today gets used to the new normal.
Yes, it is a very new normal. So today we want to leave you with the encouragement of letting us know how you are getting hope in this situation, what you're hopeful for. Mm. Maybe even that's a discussion you can have around the dinner table. What are we hopeful for during the next however many weeks or months it turns out to be? And then let us know your secret bra confessions.
Our beautiful friend Lauren has asked us to do a daily gratitude, and we were keen as mustard for that. So we will try to remember every day to do that. So as our ending, let's do mm-hmm. that, Amy. So
you go first, Kirst.
What am I grateful for? I am really grateful for technology. I'm really grateful that we can connect, you and I can connect on technology and be able to connect with the world through our podcast because of technology, but also that we can have technology for my kids to do distance learning. And I'm so totally recognize the privilege that is, like, what a first world privilege it is to have the money and the access to the technology, and to our family is safe and healthy and well, that and we live in a wonderful country, and that I'm just thinking about all the people around the world who don't have the first world privilege that I do. So that is what I'm grateful for today.
Right. So I really wish I'd gone first.
You're grateful for chocolate or no bra?
No. Well, yes to both of those things. But what I was going to say I'm grateful for, and I accept that I may be fussing shallow, is, do you know when you open a packet of Savoy's or Jatz biscuits down the bottom is all the broken bits that are like a little bit more salty and crunchy.
Yes.
Yes, my kids just ate some. I just like tipped, very classy here, tipped the empty packet of all the little crunchy salty bits in my mouth. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is a joy and a delight. And I am grateful for that. Not quite.
No,
it deep is and philosophical, but no, it is what I'm grateful for.
I won't be so.
That's great.
I can't think of a great word to use, but I won't be so deep and meaningful every day in my gratitude. I will be thankful.
People might like that, Kirst. People might be desperate to hear that and thinking, wow, Ames, we're finding it. Do you know what? You might be finding out a whole new side of both of us over the next couple of months.
Yes. Well, you know, I think they know us all pretty well. They know both of us pretty well as it is.
And, yeah.
But I am looking forward to sharing life inside the Fruja bubble and life inside the Revel bubble as we continue on this incredible and opportunity and journey that is ahead of us.
So tune in tomorrow. And do you know what we want you to do? Is this, we've given you lots of things to do. Like you want to be sharing what you're hopeful for and maybe thinking about gratitude, but also rate and review our podcast because you guys are home, you've got some time, just rate and review us. That'll really help us reach lots more people.
And another thing, just share our podcast with your friends. That would be like amazing for us to be able to speak into more people's lives over the next couple of weeks and months and whoever knows how long, and just be able to bring laughter and silliness and joy and hope and grace and decluttering tips, hopefully somewhere along the way. We might talk about our area of genius.
We'll get there, we promise.
Yeah, we will. We hope that your day is beautiful wherever you are and that you can find something to be hopeful and grateful for in your day.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.